A theater tradition is to give a star performer applause upon making an entrance. At the opening night production of The Addams Family at Homemade Theater in Saratoga Springs, the audience applauded when the stage lights came up. Why not? Standing before us were living replicas of Gomez, Morticia, Uncle Fester, Wednesday, Pugsley, Grandma, and Lurch. It was a tribute to the work of costume designer Sherry Racinelli and to Happy Face FX, who created the makeup. While on the positives of the technical support, scenic designer William E. Fritz deserves applause for his impressive set. However, Stephanie Van Sant's lighting took the gloomy mood of the mansion to the level of too dark. It should be noted that the applause for the cast immediately followed a spontaneous audience finger-snapping exercise during the theme from The Addams Family. Both occasions signaled that the audience was primed to spend time with their favorite cartoon, television, and film characters. They were not to be disappointed. The performers carefully captured the mannerisms of this unusual family that revels on the macabre. The cast caught the dry delivery of the characters, who make the strangest observations seem funny. For example, Gomez delights Morticia with a planned one-day, seven-night trip to explore the sewers of Paris. The plot of the musical is beyond shallow. Wednesday falls in love with a normal young man. She invites his family to dinner to see how they accept her bizarre family. However, she is afraid to tell her mother Morticia about the engagement and swears her father to secrecy. It's the first time Gomez has ever kept a secret from his wife. The first act nurses what passes as conflict and builds to the family dinner at which the visiting wife, Alice, has, with the help of a potion, a meltdown about her frustrating life. The second act plods along in an effort to reconcile and reunite everyone. The performers often overcome the limits of this book, score, and lyrics, which are almost tedious in their simplicity. Especially strong is Christine Megliano, who displays a terrific voice and a personality that makes you understand that Wednesday's child is indeed full of woe. Karen Clotterman makes Alice's meltdown number great fun, and Mark Christopher brings abundant personality to Fester and adds much-needed energy to the production. A problem with most other portrayals is they are denied the spark of originality, which comes from incorporating the individual's own personality into the performance. Too often, the onstage creations seem like imitations rather than creations. As an example, Melissa Lejakin is effective as Morticia, but seems to be mostly posing to signal the woman's deadpan approach to life. However, when freed by song from the restraints of portraying an enigmatic woman, she is a joy and brings personality and excitement to her songs and dances. Johnny Martinez is very good delivering the perfectly timed comic observation of Gomez, but he strains to emphasize that Gomez is a suave, nonchalant, and blatant romantic. When the music begins, he too morphs and becomes a naturally charming individual and a vibrant figure. Martinez is also the choreographer, and while an impressive dancer, his dance numbers, especially those featuring the chalky white ensemble called the Ancestors, seems tentative and lacks boldness. Even the ambitious tango number is more functional than it is dynamic. All this tentativeness should improve over the course of the run. Indeed, improvement is even likely. Director Dawn Osh has established a strong base for the show. The performers understand the comedy that exists within the characters and already are able to build warm relationships within this mysterious, spooky, and dare I say it, kooky family. If the entire production takes on the vibrancy shown at the curtain call, when the performers let their own personality sneak into the characters, this production will shine by the time it closes on October 26th. The Addams Family, produced by Homemade Theater, is at the Spa Little Theater in Saratoga Springs. Tickets and information can be had by calling 587-4427 or go to homemadetheater.org. This is Bob Gefford from the Troy Record.